This is the Cambridge Key English Test for Schools Listening Sample Paper. There are five parts to the test. Parts 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. We will now stop for a moment before we start the test. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now look at the instructions for part 1. You will hear five short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is one question for each conversation. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, or C. Here is an example. Which is the girl's horse?
Is that your horse over there with the white face?
No, mine is the one with two white legs. Isn't she pretty?
Oh, yes, standing next to the black one.
That's right. Would you like to ride her?
The answer is A. Now we are ready to start. Look at question 1. Question 1. How many children went on the school trip?
Did you enjoy your school trip, James? Did everyone in your class go?
No, 12 people stayed behind, so there were 18 of us. We had a great time.
Where did you all sleep?
We had small rooms with 6 beds in each one. It was lots of fun.
Now listen again.
Did you enjoy your school trip, James? Did everyone in your class go?
No, 12 people stayed behind, so there were 18 of us. We had a great time.
Where did you all sleep?
We had small rooms with 6 beds in each one. It was lots of fun.
Question 2. Which campsite did Josh stay at last year?
Where did you go on holiday last year, Josh? Did you go to that campsite by the sea again?
We couldn't because it was full, but we found an even nicer one in a forest.
Are you going there again this year?
My dad wants to try one in the mountains this year.
Now listen again.
Where did you go on holiday last year, Josh? Did you go to that campsite by the sea again?
We couldn't because it was full, but we found an even nicer one in a forest.
Are you going there again this year?
My dad wants to try one in the mountains this year.
Question 3. How much is the skirt?
Mum, will you buy me this skirt?
How much is it, Sophie? I don't want to spend more than £20.
Well, this ticket says £25, but I think everything in this part of the shop is in the sale.
Oh, yes. Look, it's £15. OK, then, but that's the last thing I'm buying today.
Now listen again.
Mum, will you buy me this skirt?
How much is it, Sophie? I don't want to spend more than £20.
Well, this ticket says £25, but I think everything in this part of the shop is in the sale.
Oh, yes. Look, it's £15. OK, then, but that's the last thing I'm buying today.
Question 4. What's the weather like now?
Pete, it's stopped raining. Shall we go out for a bike ride?
I'm watching TV now. Anyway, it's still cloudy. I think it's going to rain again.
Oh, all right. Shall we go tomorrow if it's sunny?
Yes, okay.
Now listen again.
Pete, it stopped raining. Shall we go out for a bike ride?
I'm watching TV now. Anyway, it's still cloudy. I think it's going to rain again.
Oh, all right. Shall we go tomorrow if it's sunny?
Yes, okay.
Question 5. What will the girl cook?
Mum, can I do some cooking?
I suppose so. What do you want to make? A cake?
No one liked the one I made last week. Can I make some soup this time?
OK, we can have it for lunch. I'm cooking roast chicken for dinner tonight.
Now listen again.
Mum, can I do some cooking?
I suppose so. What do you want to make? A cake?
No one liked the one I made last week. Can I make some soup this time?
OK, we can have it for lunch. I'm cooking roast chicken for dinner tonight.
This is the end of part one. Now look at part two. Listen to Nick talking to a friend about his birthday presents. What present did each person give him? For questions 6 to 10, write a letter A to H next to each person. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hi, Nick. What's that you're reading?
It's a book my cousin got me for my birthday. It's really interesting.
Oh, yes. I forgot it was your birthday. What did you get from your mum?
Well, I asked for a new bike, but she bought me this phone instead. I can listen to music on it and take pictures.
Oh, and what did your brother get you? A computer game?
He bought me this jacket. Do you like it?
It's great. Did your aunt buy you anything?
Well, she usually gives me money. But this year, she got me 2 tickets to see a film.
And what about your uncle? He knows a lot about music, doesn't he?
Yes. He usually buys me a CD. But this time, he gave me £20 and told me to choose something myself.
And did your grandmother give you anything?
Well, I often get clothes from her, but this year she gave me a computer game. My brother helped her choose it.
Now listen again.
Hi, Nick. What's that you're reading?
It's a book my cousin got me for my birthday. It's really interesting.
Oh, yes. I forgot it was your birthday. What did you get from your mum?
Well, I asked for a new bike, but she bought me this phone instead. I can listen to music on it and take pictures.
Oh, and what did your brother get you? A computer game?
He bought me this jacket. Do you like it?
It's great. Did your aunt buy you anything?
Well, she usually gives me money. But this year, she got me 2 tickets to see a film.
And what about your uncle? He knows a lot about music, doesn't he?
Yes. He usually buys me a CD. But this time, he gave me £20 and told me to choose something myself.
And did your grandmother give you anything?
Well, I often get clothes from her. But this year, she gave me a computer game. My brother helped her choose it.
This is the end of part two. Now look at part three. Listen to Susie talking to her friend Matt about going to the cinema. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the conversation twice. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. Now listen to the conversation.
Hi, Matt. Would you like to come to the cinema with me and Jane on Saturday? We asked Sam and Pete too, but they're both busy.
What are you going to see, Susie?
Field of Green. It's got Johnny DeLacy in it.
Oh, yes, I know. He was in Sunny Day and Heart of Gold. Is it on at the cinema in the shopping centre?
That one's closed. We're going to the one opposite the park. It's not on at the one by the market.
And how are you getting there?
My mum can't drive us, so we're going to walk from my house. We can get the bus back afterwards.
OK. What time shall I be at your house then?
Well, the film starts at 4:15, so come at 4:15. It takes about 20 minutes to get there.
Fine. And how much money should I bring? Tickets are £5.50, aren't they?
These are more. They're £6.20 for this film. I'm taking £8 so I can get a drink as well.
Good idea. See you later.
Now listen again.
Hi, Matt. Would you like to come to the cinema with me and Jane on Saturday? We asked Sam and Pete too, but they're both busy.
What are you going to see, Susie?
Field of Green. It's got Johnny DeLacy in it.
Oh, yes, I know. He was in Sunny Day and Heart of Gold. Is it on at the cinema in the shopping centre?
That one's closed. We're going to the one opposite the park. It's not on at the one by the market.
And how are you getting there?
My mum can't drive us, so we're going to walk from my house. We can get the bus back afterwards.
OK. What time shall I be at your house then?
Well, the film starts at 4:15, so come at 4:15. It takes about 20 minutes to get there.
Fine. And how much money should I bring? Tickets are £5.50, aren't they?
These are more. They're £6.20 for this film. I'm taking £8 so I can get a drink as well.
Good idea. See you later.
This is the end of part 3. Now look at part 4. You will hear a girl, Millie, asking a friend about guitar lessons. Listen and complete each question. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hello, Dan. It's Millie here.
Hi.
I'm phoning to ask about your guitar lessons. My parents are thinking about buying me an electric guitar.
Oh, great. Well, the teacher I go to gives lessons every Saturday morning.
What's the teacher's name?
She's called Alison Gale. She's very good.
How do you spell her surname?
It's G-A-Y-L-E.
And how much is a lesson? My parents don't want to pay more than £30.
It's £26.50 for an hour. But you can have a shorter lesson if you like. I pay £17.50 for 40 minutes.
That sounds good. And where do you have the lessons? At her house?
That's right. She lives at 34 Purley Lane. It's close to the city centre. You'll find it easily.
Have you got her phone number?
Yes. It's 01253-664-783.
Thanks, Dan. I'll call her tonight.
OK. Make sure you call between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. She doesn't like it if people call later than that.
All right. Thanks for your help, Dan.
Now listen again.
Hello, Dan. It's Millie here.
Hi.
I'm phoning to ask about your guitar lessons. My parents are thinking about buying me an electric guitar.
Ah, great. Well, the teacher I go to gives lessons every Saturday morning.
What's the teacher's name?
She's called Alison Gale. She's very good.
How do you spell her surname?
It's G-A-Y-L-E.
And how much is a lesson? My parents don't want to pay more than £30.
It's £26.50 for an hour. But you can have a shorter lesson if you like. I pay £17.50 for 40 minutes.
That sounds good. And where do you have the lessons? At her house?
That's right. She lives at 34 Purley Lane. It's close to the city centre. You'll find it easily.
Have you got her phone number?
Yes. It's 01253-664-783.
Thanks, Dan. I'll call her tonight.
OK. Make sure you call between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. She doesn't like it if people call later than that.
All right. Thanks for your help, Dan.
This is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. You will hear a man on the radio talking about a new TV quiz show. Listen and complete each question. You will hear the information twice.
Now listen carefully. I want to tell you about a new TV quiz show for children. It's called Answer That, and it will be on Channel 5 at 4 o'clock every Thursday. It will be just like the popular adult quiz show on the same channel on Monday afternoons. I'm sure you've all seen that. Every week, there will be 48 children on the programme. They will be in 8 teams, and each team will have 6 children. The questions will be easy at the beginning of the quiz, and then they will get more difficult. They will all be about films, music, and TV. At the end, there will be only one team left, the winners. There will be some great prizes. This week, the winners will all get a new camera. Everyone loves taking photos. Next week, the first prize is a laptop. If you would like to be on Answer That, then call 05735 789 655. Just give your name, age, and school address, and maybe you will be on TV soon.
Now listen again.
Now listen carefully. I want to tell you about a new TV quiz show for children. It's called Answer That, and it will be on Channel 5 at 4 o'clock every Thursday. It will be just like the popular adult quiz show on the same channel on Monday afternoons. I'm sure you've all seen that. Every week, there will be 48 children on the programme. They will be in 8 teams, and each team will have 6 children. The questions will be easy at the beginning of the quiz, and then they will get more difficult. They will all be about films, music, and TV. At the end, there will be only one team left, the winners. There will be some great prizes. This week, the winners will all get a new camera. Everyone loves taking photos. Next week, the first prize is a laptop. If you would like to be on Answer That, then call 05735 789 655. Just give your name, age and school address, and maybe you will be on TV soon.
This is the end of part 5. You now have 8 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. This is the end of the test.